Welcome to episode 111 of the Highly Relevant Podcast, a U.S. Latino show where I interview the people and discuss the moments that are shaping our American and Latino pop culture. I am your host, Jack Rico, and this week I'm sharing with you how you can get a table week of at the best restaurant in Manhattan. If you don't live in Manhattan, then in your city. I cold called a white glove concierge and a reservationist at a Michelin star restaurant and point blank asked them to come clean on how it's done. So we'll share that with you later on in the show. Then looks like the show you're going to be binging this weekend is going to be Brazilian. My wife shares her latest TV infatuation. But first, it's time to give you a span of every big pop culture headline news that you might have missed this week in a segment I like to call Jacked In. Let's begin with the top movie news of the week. Avengers Endgame is eyeing a record-breaking $300 million opening. Singer Camila Cabello to debut as an actress in a Cinderella reimagining produced by James Corden. Tomb Raider and Shazam are getting sequels. There's a Grease prequel in the works called Summer Loving. The world's largest IMAX screen will be set in Germany. And check out all the new movie releases coming out this week over at showbizcafe.com. In TV news, ESPN announces a 30 for 30 called The Dominican Dream about Dominican basketball player Felipe Lopez's career. Latina actress Eliana Alexander will co-star in the upcoming Epix original series Perpetual Grace LTD, premiering June 2nd. Director and choreographer Kenny Ortega signed a new Netflix deal to TV series and movies, and the creator of Riverdale, Nicaraguan writer, producer Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, has signed an 8-figure deal with Warner Brothers TV. Switching over to music, Jennifer Lopez releases Medicine video with French Montana. Donald Glover and Rihanna's Guava Island to briefly stream for free on Amazon. Alejandro Sanz has a new album called El Disco. Ivan Duda reunite for a new single Inmortal on Romeo Santos's new album Utopia. And Juan Luis Guerra to receive the Lifetime Achievement Honor at the 2019 Billboard Latin Music Awards. And in tech and social media news, 200,000 users signed up for Apple News Plus during its first 48 hours. New app Podcoin pays you to listen to podcasts. Netflix is putting out its own magazine and hired a Vanity Fair editor to run it. Instagram resets algorithms to stop the spread of harmful content. And YouTube TV raises monthly price to $50 and adds discovery channels. If you've been in New York, you probably have a story of how scoring a table week of at a restaurant like, for example, the Blue Box Cafe, Carbone, or the Polo Lounge has gone horribly wrong. You totally bombed it, totally flopped that. So, how do you get a table at a fancy schmancy New York City restaurant like those? Well, to get a credible answer, I got a white glove hotel concierge and a reservationist at a 3-Michelin restaurant to tell me what you need to say to get a table at an exclusive restaurant week of.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Baccarat Hotel Concierge. Pierre speaking. How may I assist you?
Do you have any tips on how I can get into a major restaurant like Franchette or the Blue Box, the Breakfast at Tiffany's, or Chef Brooklyn's Fare? Is there a particular thing I can do?
They normally accommodate people with high profile for last minute reservation requests.
So there are tables for high profile people, right?
Yes, because they will come through a different entry, but you have to have a profile. Then we send over the information, and then from there, they'll decide if they can accommodate.
So what's the criteria to be high profile then?
Well, usually like a high profile would be someone like a celebrity or a CEO of a company.
And that should help?
That should help. When you send over the information, they'll look into it, and then they'll respond back to see if they can accommodate.
Oh, so they research to make sure that what you're saying is not a lie.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, cool. So that's a great tip. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Like that's one way of getting around places, especially to use your title. Because, you know, with this all new social media and all these frenzy that you could gather information online, this is the easiest way to go about things.
So what Pierre is saying is that if you have a respectable profile that you've earned and you've got maybe even some press, you could probably have someone call for you and drop your name. But no, They're going to fact check you just to make sure you're not a con. And that's something that didn't exist before. It exists now. So keep that in mind. Now, let's say you are a big shot. Even if the truth is that there really are no seats available, listen to how this reservationist shares to me the extent that some high-end restaurants will go to accommodate high-profile clients.
Brooklyn Fair, Chef Stable, may help you, please.
Let me ask you something. Why is it so hard to get reservations to your restaurant?
Maybe because we're very small, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we just have the counter seat that we seat once only, and then we just have six tables.
What's the best way to get a reservation week of, at least? I'm sure that if Barack Obama...
The week of?
Yeah.
Now, if Barack Obama calls me today to tell me that he would like to dine, unfortunately, I will have to tell him that the restaurant is full. If Jesus Christ comes, I will have to tell him, that the restaurant is full. Some restaurants will actually call other guests to even offer them a free dinner if they could move because Obama is coming. Some restaurants will actually do that. Will call and say, we made a mistake, or sometimes we are very just. But then when you tell them who's coming, then they want to be there too, so they'll tell you no. But
right.
Then, when you tell them it's the menu will be free if you come on another day. Or usually restaurants, why am I giving you secrets? And then, or you can say that the chef's mother or we just tell them that we made a very big mistake and we overbooked the restaurant. And, depending on our mood, we find an excuse.
And there you heard it. It's from the gatekeepers themselves. They just broke down how the restaurant reservation game works and how to circumvent that based on whether you fit their high-profile criteria. Now, again, you don't have to be a celebrity. You just have to be someone accomplished in your industry that they can Google to kind of, cross-reference. They're big on press, obviously, because it's the ultimate decider, but if you could get some press right before you call the restaurant, well, I think that might actually help you out. If you have any stories about how you got into a hard-to-get-into restaurant that you'd like to share, why don't you email them to me? Email me at highlyrelevant@showbizcafe.com. That's highlyrelevant@showbizcafe.com. Would love to hear them and share them here on the podcast. So it's Friday and you're not in the mood to go outside. You kind of just want to stay inside and maybe watch a couple of TV shows. So what should I watch? What couple of recommendations should I get? You know what? And there's no one better to get TV recommendations than from my TV binging wife, Jackie. Hey, honey.
Hi, honey.
All right. What do you got in your Netflix queue right now that you've been binging on?
All right. This is a real, real gem. I really am the binger, and I found a jewel. It's Coisa Mais Linda.
Oh, this is the Brazilian show that I've been hearing in the echoes of the hallway.
Most beautiful thing.
Es que eu tô viva. De verdade. Pela primeira vez. Amor, é isso que eu quero fazer.
Deus não dá fato maior do que a gente pode carregar.
Por favor, tentem agir como cavaleiros. Fazer o que eu sempre quis fazer.
It's a great, great... It's almost like a cinema... It's a movie, but in six episodes... it's seven episodes about six women. And it premiered on March 22nd. It's a story about a woman, Malu. A woman who reminded me a little bit about myself. She was the woman who was brought up in a perfect way. She's proper, wonderful, great upbringing, pearls, everything about her is just incredible. And all of a sudden, her life just goes to shit. And she ends up having to redefine herself. And here she is redefining herself completely. And she ends up opening up a bossa nova club, moving from...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. She ends up moving from where she was in Sao Paulo in this amazing rich family and everything.
So what would you compare this whole thing to?
It doesn't, because, I mean, it's different.
Is it like the most original thing you've seen so far?
No, and yes. I mean, it's uplifting, and yet at the end, it's... I don't want to ruin it for people.
Right, right.
Because at the end, it's not uplifting.
Ah, so it has some gravitas to it.
It doesn't end how you feel it will. And I don't want to ruin it, but she ends up going from Sao Paulo to Rio, opens a bossa nova club. And it's a woman with a lot of will and a lot of empowerment. And she follows her dream. And I won't ruin it for everyone, but it was really cultural. It was really heartwarming. And it was to see these six women all following their dreams. And I won't say I loved how it ended, but I will say I loved the journey.
Ooh, you know what? And on that note, that'll be the Jackie TV weekly recommendations. Thanks, honey. All right, there you heard it, guys. What was the name of it again?
Causa Maslinda, the most beautiful thing.
Causa Maslinda, the most beautiful thing. And there you go. The name of the show that you need to watch this weekend is The Most Beautiful Thing. It's on Netflix. All right, you're welcome, guys.
Não sou de fazer muita pressão. Mas não vou ficar na tua mão. Se você quiser, não pode vacilar.
Looking for some new music to add to your playlist? Here are three Latin tracks you might want to put on repeat.
Eu sei que tu a mim me queres pouco. Com tu carita posada em mi ombro. Mira que encantes la voz de mi alma.
Mi persona favorita, Alejandro Sanz featuring Camila Cabello.
Mi persona favorita tiene la cara.
Que quede lo que yo hago dura.
Coventura.
Demasiadas noches de travesura.
Coventura.
Vivo rápido y no tengo cura.
Coventura.
Con altura. Rosalía featuring J Balvin en El Guincho.
Acá en la altura están fuertes los vientos. Ponte el cinturón y coge asiento.
Cardavalera. Bomba Stereo y Sistema Solar. That's it for episode 111 of the Highly Relevant Podcast. Hope you enjoyed your listen. And if you'd like to support the show, please spread the love on social media and tell all of your friends about it. You can reach me on Instagram at Jack Rico and Facebook at Jack Rico 40. Remember, it's only through your support that our show can grow. I'm Jack Rico. See you next week on another episode of Highly Relevant.